From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Stock prices fell to their lowest levels in months today, following more feeble earnings reports from major technology companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped below 10,000 for the first time since early April, finishing the day down nearly 2%. As NPR's Jim Ziroli reports, some investors are losing hope that the economic slowdown will end anytime soon.
Sun Microsystems added its voice to the chorus of bad news about the economy. It said revenues this quarter would be lower than expected, and in a new sign that the economic weakness in the United States is spreading overseas, it cited disappointing sales in Europe and Japan. Meanwhile, Corning, the world's biggest fiber optic cable maker, said it would lay off 1,000 workers in its fiber division. The relentless bad news has soured the mood among stock investors, says Doug Cliggett, chief equity strategist at J.P. Morgan.
A lot of investors were operating under the assumption that the worst earnings news was behind us. What we're finding out as the third quarter progresses that in many instances it looks like third quarter earnings are going to be even weaker than second quarter and maybe even more damaging to the market.
Stock prices may also have been hurt today by the news that consumer spending was practically flat in July. Until now, consumers have been spending heavily, and that's helped make up for the sharp reduction in spending by businesses. But today's numbers raise the possibility that the economy's troubles will become more pervasive. And they come on the heels of another report this week indicating that consumer confidence fell in the past month. Cliggett says he sees no signs that corporate profits will turn around anytime soon, and until they do, stocks will have further to fall. Cliggett notes that although stocks have fallen a lot lately, they remain overpriced.
If we were to look at, you know, just a well-known index that everyone follows, the so-called S&P 500, based on current earnings, it's selling at 31 times those earnings, which is in a historical context, a heck of a lot closer to the top of the range than the bottom of the range.
Moreover, early autumn is often a rough time for the market. Hugh Johnson, chief investment officer at First Albany Corporation, says that since 1950, the stock market has fallen 31 times during September and risen just 19 times. Johnson says he remains somewhat optimistic about the market.
A lot of the conditions that ordinarily accompany the end of a bear market, start of a bull market, you know, the Fed has eased, money conditions are better, leading indicators for the economy are pointing up. All those conditions say, look, somewhere in here, the stock market really should turn.
But Johnson says despite that, the market may not have hit bottom yet, and the next few months could be rough ones. In the past, the stock market has been a reliable indicator of the direction of the economy. The fact that it's lost so much ground lately suggests that growth isn't likely to pick up again anytime soon. For the stock market, the slowdown increasingly is hitting home. One of the companies issuing profit warnings today was Charles Schwab, the leading online brokerage firm. Because of a sharp slowdown in stock trading, its earnings are down 54% in a year, and the firm said it would have to eliminate up to 2,400 jobs in response. Jim Ziroli, NPR News, New York.